I'm here with Lawrence McNaught from the Registry Theatre. Hi, Lawrence. How are you?
Hi, Coral. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. We have lots of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Something's coming up. Well, May the 23rd. Not May the 23rd, May the 24th. Mm-hmm. Jazz is going to the movies.
That's right. Yeah, we have our own little jazz series at the Registry Theatre, as you know. And we're wrapping that up this coming Friday with a concert entitled Jazz Goes to the Movies. And the musicians are the Jason Rasso Quartet. Now, Jason is a wonderful bass player located in Guelph, and the other players are from around the Waterloo region.
Mm-hmm.
And that... Jason on the bass, Adam Bowman on the drums. I mean, Adam, just a wonderful drummer, and he plays with so many different people.
Yep.
And Brent Rowan, who's a wonderful saxophone player. He plays a variety of different saxophones. Brent is also the music director of the Cambridge Concert Band.
Okay.
And, of course, Adam Bowman, as we know, a partner to Joni Narita, the great vocalist, plays with her. Adam crops up with Kelly Lee Evans. And with Kevin Ramasar and people like that, just a fabulous drummer.
Yeah.
And finally, Thomas Hamerton on the piano. He'll be playing our grand piano as well as the electric keyboard as well. And this quartet actually. Played the Jason Rasso Quartet played at the Registry last year,
mm-hmm.
and I got chatting with Jason, who sort of grew up listening to rock and roll and funk and like you know many of us, and became a huge fan of Jaco Pastorius, the great bass player, who of course was the, one of the seminal core members of Weather Report, of the great Weather Report band,
jazz.
And so so we actually did that concert last year, Weather Report and Jaco Pastorius with Jason. And on that very same bill that evening, we had an opening act, mm-hmm. and that was Mary Catherine McNinch Pazano.
Okay.
And now Mary Catherine has been playing, singing some jazz around the area for a couple of years now. I first came to know her as a featured soprano with the great modern choral ensemble Da Capo Chamber Choir, directed by Leonard Enns.
Yes. Right.
And they do sort of 20th, 21st century music. And so that's how I knew her. And then the next thing I knew, I see that she was also playing, singing some jazz as well. So she approached me and said that she would, was a possibility of coming to the Registry Theatre. So I thought, what a great combination. I will pair her up with Jason Rasso. And so they actually, that's where they met. And I actually, they played all the instrumental Weather Report, Jaco Pastorius. But of course, some people will remember that one of their hits, if you will, actually Weather Report had a hit, and that was Birdland, which was eventually redone by Manhattan Transfer with a vocal version. But the original version just had a vocalizing effect, sort of vocalizing along with the melody. And so I got to Jason Rasso, his band, together with Mary Catherine, said, well, when you guys do Birdland, which I guess you will, this of course, well, that's one of the big songs we're going to do, I said, well, how about Mary Catherine does the vocalizing with you?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really wonderful, just sort of a one-off combination on that night. And while they were knocking around the theater that evening, they discovered, Mary Catherine and Jason, that they were both huge fans of jazz songs from the movies.
There's lots of them.
And, you know, and there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they approached me and said, look, yeah, we got an idea here. Jazz goes to the movies. How would you like this? What a great idea! So that's how the concept began for the concert, and of course Jason, being such a wonderful creative guy, he decided to go with a number of singers. So it's actually going to be a huge ensemble this coming Friday.
Yeah.
So it's not only the great quartet, but it's also going to be Joni Narita singing, Mary Catherine McNinch Pazano singing, Derek Hines, a wonderful voice, and our own Tim Lewis. Of course, many of you will know Tim Lewis, a fabulous piano player, great jazz singer in his own right. And so we'll have those four singers, and I think Tim's going to sit in on the piano as well, so that'll be a treat to have two piano players. And then finally... Because some of the great jazz songs from way back when, let's say, for example, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Top Hat,
right? Yep.
You know, they with all the dancing. So they're actually bringing in a tap dancer to do some percussion tap along with the band.
We did that. When I was in New York at Smalls, I met Michaela Marina Lerman, and that's what she does. She does jazz, tap jazz there.
Yeah.
Taps with all the bands, so it's very cool.
So we're going to have some tap jazz from dancer Amy Lintonen, and she's coming in from Toronto. So it's just going to be a great, great evening. Most of the songs people are going to be very familiar with. For example, that they're going to hear a song like As Time Goes By, you know, of course, obviously, you know, everybody knows that from Casablanca, the song written by the famous Herman Hupfeld, and I guess the version that we're familiar with from the film is played by Sam, the piano player. Otherwise, his regular name was Dooley Wilson, and so he's going to be. They're going to have music from I understand one of your favorite movies, The Two for the Road.
That's right.
Yeah, with the great. So that's going to be that was Albert Finney and
Audrey Hepburn.
And Audrey Hepburn. That's right. What a lovely, lovely film
what
that was. Yeah, with them driving around in that sports car around Europe. Yeah.
My parents used to say that's our marriage. So what kind of people sit and have nothing to say to each other? Married people. I mean, the script was amazing, and they were amazing, and the locations were amazing, and the cars were amazing.
Absolutely, it's a lovely film. Yeah.
And I can hear the theme song in my head right now.
Yeah. Exactly. Actually. Yeah. So they'll be doing that. They'll be doing My Funny Valentine.
Yeah.
Which is actually from an early musical, a stage musical called Babes in Arms.
Right, yeah.
But it actually, when that was made into a film, it was actually did not, I just discovered this by doing, you know, some research, that the song did not show up in that. And the song kind of languished for about another 20 years until finally the song was plunked into, I think it was the 1957 movie Pal Joey.
Okay. Yeah.
With Sinatra, although he didn't sing it in the film. I forget who sang it, but it wasn't him. And so, and they're even going to move up in time. I think one of the women are going to do a version of the great Barbara Streisand song, The Way We Were,
right.
And so on. So it's some lovely, lovely songs that many people will be familiar with, and with these great jazz players giving a sort of a jazz twist. It's going to be a remarkable evening. So that's Jason Razzo, Jazz Goes to the Movies. That's coming up this Friday, the 24th. Then it's an 8 o'clock. Yeah,
okay.
Regular 8 o'clock start.
Should we play some? Would you like to play a little Blue Eyes?
Sure, by all means. Let's hear some of that.
Let's play a little Blue Eyes. This is My Funny Valentine on Coral FM.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Today is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
That was the amazing Frank Sinatra and My Funny Valentine on Coral FM. And I'm here with Lawrence McNaught. What else do you have coming up?
Well, coming up then, so this is kind of a big weekend after the Jason Razzo Quartet. We actually, on Sunday the 26th, it's our the last concert in our Baroque series, though it's a 3 o'clock matinee. And we're bringing in a quartet from the Stratford area called the Factory Arts Ensemble. And that's led by the violinist Andrew Chung. And Andrew has his own series down Stratford called The Inner Chamber.
Right.
And so he's coming up to perform with the quartet, and that includes Liziel Depp on the flute, Joshua Greenlaw on the viola, and Ben Bolt Martin on the cello. And many people know Ben Bolt Martin from around this area.
Okay.
He also has played with Da Capo Chamber Choir. He teaches locally as well. He's also a conductor, and so many people know Ben from this area. And so they're going to be they're calling the concert Fantasy, and the idea is that they're going to do sort of kind of a bit of a world tour of Baroque music. So they're going to be doing everything from Mozart to Villa-Lobos, and even Morris Mozetich. Okay. and others. So it's going to be a program of a number of composers. So that'll be a lovely concert, a very beautiful music. And as always, on our classics concerts on Sunday afternoons, we have our intermission reception, and
we have
our volunteer baker Heather, who comes in with these lovely desserts. And so at intermission we have a complimentary intermission reception with desserts and tea and coffee and drinks and so on, and it's a lovely way to meet and greet and just sort of spend the afternoon. And so and the concert begins at 3 o'clock and it's over with by 5 o'clock, so a really nice
so
way
a
to
nice
spend
afternoon now,
a nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
And you bring the kids too, because, like, you know, if you're under 12 you're free, so that's very
exactly
cool. Okay,
so that'll be fun.
And then we have
that kind of wraps up. We have a few things coming up at the Red 3 later in the summer that we'll talk about eventually. But that kind of is the bulk of our season.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few things coming up later, but that kind of pretty well wraps up. We've been going since September, and we're going to go right through to this weekend.
Right.
But the other event that I'd like to talk about is for a minute or two, and that is a music festival which I've been presenting. I think this is the eighth year. It's the eighth annual Our World Festival of Music, and this is something I developed with the City of Kitchener's Tapestry Celebrations of Diversity. And so Tapestry has been around for, I think, that maybe around for almost 10 years, I joined Tapestry after it had been going for a couple of years. So that involves the Latitude Storytelling Festival. Of course, it involves the Tri Pride Festival. It includes the Multicultural Festival and a variety of other things, including Our World Festival, which takes place. It's a free event, as many of these things are.
Yes.
So Our World Festival is a free event on Friday, June the 7th. It starts at 7 o'clock and runs through till about 9:30, so it's not too late.
Nope.
And it's right on the Civic Square at Kitchener City Hall.
Yeah.
So it's free admission. It's at all ages. So it's not a licensed event, so it's great for families to come with kids. Of course, it's fully accessible on the square, all the lovely washrooms nearby in City Hall, and so on and so forth. And they have lots of chairs on the square.
Yep,
so
they do, and the fountain's there, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lovely setting, and hopefully we'll have good weather.
Yeah.
And we're just delighted that we're bringing in one of the fastest rising calypso bands. I call them New World Calypso, because they're taking the old calypso style and really sort of bringing it uptown, really sort of bringing it up. And that's Kobo Town is the name of the band. And Kobo Town's been around for a few years. And the leader of the band is Drew Gonsalves. And Drew is actually, his parentage is a Canadian and Trinidadian parents. So he's got that, whole Caribbean sensibility for the music. And of course, also the social commentary and political commentary that was very much a part of Calypso calypso music.
Right.
And
yeah.
So he's bringing in his band Cobo Town. They've got a brand new CD just
yeah.
released.
Yeah.
I went down to the CD release at Lula Lounge a couple
oh,
of weeks
Lula
ago in Toronto.
Lounge. Yeah, that's great.
It was a great venue there. So it's him, and he's got a great bass player, a great drummer, percussionist, as well as trombone and trumpet. So it's a really, really great sounds. That'll be a whole lot of fun with Cobo Town. And in fact, they were recently on Canada AM. So
okay.
if you want to go to the Canada CTV's Canada AM site, you can catch them live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but also, it's a very rich evening. We also have, before we get to Cobo Town, the great local singer Alicia Brillinger.
Oh,
and Alicia's only just back from New York City because
yeah.
she's been recording her brand new CD.
Yes.
And so she's going to be performing
yeah.
with a full band as well, with
awesome.
Horns and
yeah.
The whole bit. It's yeah. going to be just great. So we're just delighted to have Alicia. She's such a wonderful young woman and just a great performer. We've had her at the Registry Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great having her Our World on at City Hall Square. And then our special guest to do a short set, and that is the great Errol Blackwood.
Yeah.
And Errol's
yeah.
going to be doing a solo set of unplugged Bob Marley tunes.
Yeah,
and this is going to be
great.
A short set because later that night, when Our World finishes around 9:30, quarter to 10, down at the museum, which has the Bob Marley exhibit,
yeah.
Errol's going to be down there with the full band, with the Inja band, his great
right.
reggae band. So people can check out a short solo set from Errol, get a flavor of what he's going to do later on with the full big band.
Yep.
And then when Our World wraps up around 9:30, they can head down to the museum and catch Errol and the band down there. So I'd really want to encourage people. It's a free event, Our World Festival.
Yeah.
It's our eighth year, and we're just delighted to be partnering with the City of Kitchener once again, and we're just looking forward to Cobo Town. They're great live, just a great, great band.
I'm sure it'll be a great turnout, and you know, this is three amazing performers in one night.
Yes,
you know.
Indeed. Yeah, no, we're very, very lucky, and it's
yes.
wonderful to have local performers. That's what Our World tries to do,
mm-hmm.
present local artists as well as artists of a national...
Globally recognized.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's try some Cobo Town.
Sure.
Which track did you want to play?
Well, Mr. Monday's kind of cool.
Mr. Monday, okay.
Yeah, it's got that real great calypso feel to it.
On the day of his release into the streets.
that was Kobotown and Mr. Monday. Well, Lawrence, it's always a pleasure to have you. Oh, there's some more Kobotown. Woohoo! It's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the show, and we'll be talking to you.
Yes, look forward to seeing you next month.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
We'll find lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Here's another, because the Jazz Goes to the Movies is on Friday. We thought we'd play, well, you can intro it. I'll let you intro it.
Yeah, well, this is the song, of course, made famous by the great Dooley Wilson, a.k.a. Sam, in the movie Casablanca.
Yeah.
And but this particular version is by one of my all-time favorites. That's the late, great Harry Nilsson. And Harry, of course, is one of the first pop singers to delve back into the great American songbook before anybody else got around to it many years ago. And with Gordon Jenkins, of course, who was a famous orchestra leader and conductor in his own right from that era. So he got together with Gordon Jenkins, did that beautiful CD, A Little Touch of Schmilz in the Night.
Mm-hmm.
And so here is As Time Goes By.
Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
This is Kobotown.
Aeroplane. Follow the money trail on the bus and train. Follow the money trail through the snow and the rain. Follow the money trail through the loss and the loss and gain. Rosy
Rosie runs a Rosie shack up in Piccadilly. Ram Singh driving taxi in New York City. Joe runs a bad dog in Chicago. And I'm in Toronto.
Come again.
Right there in Toronto. Up at the houses on the streets are empty. We all gone away to the land of plenty. I follow the money trail on the aeroplane. Follow the money trail on the bus and train. Follow the money trail through the snow and the rain. Follow the money trail through the loss and the loss and gain. Imran is a factory hand up in Brixton. Sheldon runs a sweet stand down in Washington. Sally is down in San Francisco. And I'm here in Toronto. And when we dream, time and space collapse. Memory brings us back to those long lost hopes and forgotten joys we knew as young girls and boys.